This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
This was fun. Melissa Sisters is our little old lady on phone scams, and I was asked to phone scam a guy who works at a glass repair company. So Melissa has locked herself out of her house, and she needs to get back in. But in order to get back in, she tried to break a window, and it did not go well.
Oh, boy.
Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Thanks for calling. This is Matthew.
Hello, young lady. I need you to have somebody come out to my house.
Okay.
I am currently locked out of my house, and I tried to get back in by trying to break a window, and I thought I was strong enough to do it. I am, but I'm not. I don't know what I was thinking at 84 years old. I don't know. Okay. I don't have the strength that I used to.
So you're currently locked out of your house?
Yes. And it's, well, it's very cold. So if somebody could come.
It's very cold, I know.
Yes.
So look, I'm actually a window repair person. I think what we need to do is have you call the police. So
I already called the police. Oh, you're such a sweet girl. I already called the police. They're on their way to help me get back into my house. But I need my window replaced as quickly as possible because it's so cold. I get so cold.
Okay, so you were able to break your window?
I broke it.
And how'd you do that?
With a rock.
With a what?
A rock.
Okay.
Not the country.
And then you, once the window broke, what happened? You tried to
it cracked all over. It went crickety crack all over, and I can't even see through it anymore. But it's still there. It's still broken glass, and I'm afraid to touch it because I don't want to cut myself.
Okay, so you threw a rock, but you couldn't get the window open?
I didn't throw it. I held it in my hand and I pushed it into the glass. I got out of the house because one of my cats got out. I have three. I have Peanut Butter and I have Jelly and I have Richard.
And Richard. That's great.
He's okay, named after my late husband, so it's not funny.
Yeah, not funny at all. So you do have a broken window or a cracked window?
It's broken with cracks. So I need you to come by and fix it so that I don't get so cold.
Okay. We can come by and look at your window tomorrow.
Oh, the police are here. The police are here.
Well, why don't you take care of that? Get them in the house. Maybe they can help you tape some cardboard over the window.
No, it's just Amazon.
Okay. Well, maybe the Amazon guy can let you sit in his truck for a little while, get warmed up.
Well, they just drove past. It's just that they don't stop at my house every day. It's only when my grandson orders me more cat litter. That's the only time that Amazon comes to my house.
So why don't you, once the police come and you've settled and you're warmed up again, why don't you call us back? We'll talk about getting your window replaced. How's
okay, but can you come out today?
No, I'm afraid we can't.
Okay, well, can you come out tomorrow?
Possibly. I could guarantee you the day after that.
Okay, can you come out tonight?
No, I'm afraid we don't work in the evenings.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Well, then I guess I'm going to have to call somebody else then, okay?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
All right. Well, I'm going to get going now because I see the Amazon truck coming with its lights on. So I'm going to go. But before I get going, Matthew, I just wanted to tell you that none of this has been real. And it's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And your wife emailed me and wanted me to phone scam you. It's a prank phone call.
My goodness. She did not.
She did. Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She was up last night. Could that make her a little rusty today? Partying hard again. Are you smarter than Katie? You know, the life.
I was in bed by 8:30.
The life of a Are You Smarter Than Katie rock star.
Yeah.
It knows no rest. That's what they say. Caller 17 is Terry. Hello, Terry.
Hello.
Calling all the way from Elk Grove. Do you know Kevin?
No, I do not.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's too bad. Also from Elk Grove. Native son. All right.
All right.
Katie's going to leave the studio. I got five questions based on pop culture. And the whole thing's brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. Delicious farm to fork organic food. I was there yesterday for lunch. Had the beet pistachio salad. Recommend adding chicken. Just a little insider tip. All right, Terry, you ready to play?
I am.
Here we go. Question one. Today is the 23rd anniversary of 9/11, and it was marked by a very solemn ceremony at Ground Zero this morning, attended by Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Donald Trump and J.D. Vance as well. Spell solemn.
S-O-L-O-M-N.
Do that one more time.
S-O-L-O-M-N.
Okay. Question two. Speaking of Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, they had their first and possibly only debate last night, and objectively, Harris won. But as that wasn't bad enough for Donald Trump, minutes after the debate, Taylor Swift came out and endorsed Harris for president. What city was the debate in? Was it Atlanta, Philadelphia, or Phoenix?
Oh, crap. I watched it, too. Atlanta.
Question three. Dave Grohl, the lead singer of the Foo Fighters, shocked his fans yesterday announcing the birth of his daughter outside of his marriage. He's been married to the same woman for 21 years, and the couple has no plans to divorce as of right now. True or false, this is Dave Grohl's first daughter?
True.
Question four, Disneyland just hosted one of their marathons, and a 33-year-old TikTok star named Caleb Graves died as soon as the half marathon ended. So terrible. The heat in Anaheim that day seemed to play a part in his heart attack. How many miles is a half marathon?
13.1.
And question five, millennials are starting to say that they are not going to have kids, like, at all, by margins never seen before. 20% of millennials are now saying that they never plan on having children. And if there are 70 million millennials, how many plan on staying childless?
1.4 million.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Terry, where are we off to this morning?
Work.
And where is that?
At the DOJ.
At the Department of Justice?
Yes.
What do you do? Is this the Attorney General?
No. I work in the FBI department, and I do background checks.
Wow, that's cool. Do you have a badge?
Just an ID badge.
No, why don't we need something laminated? I mean, like, okay, so...
Could you do a background check on Kevin?
If he turns in his fingerprints, sure.
No, won't happen.
You need his fingerprints to do a background check?
Yes, private information.
Oh, if you apply for a license for daycare, you turn in your fingerprints, I make sure you don't have any child abuse.
That was unclear?
I've done that. No, I didn't know what... I didn't know.
You've done that?
Well, of course. If you volunteer to school, you have to turn in your fingerprints.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Oh, Katie wouldn't know. All right. Terry, I'm going to put you on hold. Here we go. Question one. Today is the 23rd anniversary of September 11th. It was marked by a solemn ceremony at Ground Zero this morning that was attended by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, as well as Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Spell solemn.
Okay. S-O-L-E-M-N. Solemn.
That is it. S-O-L-E. Question two. Speaking of Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, they had their first, possibly only, debate last night. Objectively, Harris won. But as if that wasn't bad enough, minutes after the debate ended, Taylor Swift came out and endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
Right.
Good boy. What city was the debate held in? No.
Philadelphia.
What? Oh, wow. Didn't even need the multiple choice. Wow. Question three. Dave Grohl, the lead singer of the Foo Fighters, shocked his fans yesterday announcing the birth of his daughter because it was outside his marriage.
What?
Yeah.
Like, he had an affair and got her pregnant?
I don't know if it was an affair, but he got a woman out.
What do you mean?
He got an affair implies a relationship, I think.
Okay, so he cheated on his wife?
Yes, and got a woman pregnant, and that baby was born yesterday. He and his wife have been married for 21 years, and as of right now, they have no plans on divorcing.
Well, God bless
her. All right. True or false, this is Grohl's first daughter.
False.
That's correct.
Okay.
He has three daughters. Well, now he has four daughters. Just like you.
Just like that's the big thing. Katie, you're so much like Dave.
Question four. Disneyland just hosted one of their marathons, and tragically, a 33-year-old TikTok star named Caleb Graves died as soon as the marathon was over.
Yeah.
He ran it. The heat in Anaheim seems to have played a part in his heart attack.
He finished at 7 a.m., so, like, how hot could it have been?
I don't know. I'm not...
It can't be the heat.
I don't know. I don't think it can be the heat. How many miles is a half marathon?
13.1.
13...
I've run many of them.
Many of them, Kevin. Try it sometime. Question five. Millennials are starting to say that they're not going to have kids, like, at all, by margins we've never seen before in this country.
Okay.
20% of millennials are now saying that they never plan on having children. So if there's 70 million millennials in this country,
yeah,
how many plan on staying childless?
Okay.
No, she stopped writing. She's playing with her hair,
I'm
though.
I'm going to say 14.
What?
No way!
Yes!
I'm shook.
Get out of here!
Way.
How did playing with your hair help? Walk us through the scientific process.
Well, I thought 7 times 2.
I mean,
whatever gets you there, yeah.
Honestly.
So what's 30%?
30. Oh, okay.
All right. Well, we had a good run. We had a good
21.
Run. Oh, my God.
Jeez.
What?
Something's happening.
Something's happening. Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I thought you said 7 million, not 70.
But oh, I'm sorry. Well, you can always ask me to repeat if you think that doesn't
matter. She didn't know.
She didn't know. Final score wouldn't have made a difference anyway because Terry, you got one, maybe two, but Katie got all five right. Unbelievable.
On a percentage question, and then I got another percentage question.
Didn't even need the multiple choice on one of them either.
Oh, well, the debate that kept saying over and over, it's Constitution Hall in Philadelphia. Right?
Unbelievable. Terry, what do you have to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
No.
Not today.
Not today. Hachi machi.
I don't think anybody is today.
Phew, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
Presented by Roseville Chevrolet.
And you call 916-909-1065-909-1065. And you tell us your maiden name, and then you tell us your married name. And then Katie and I will tell you which one's better. More importantly, we'll tell you why it's better. And I want to start this week with somebody that I just met.
Okay.
I met her at the Tower Bridge dinner.
Fancy.
Very fancy. And her name is Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Hey, good morning.
So I already know what your maiden name and your married name are. And at first, I thought this is a no-brainer. The more I've been thinking about it, I might have been changing my tune. So, okay, so tell Katie, Michelle, what your maiden name was.
Apon.
Michelle Apon.
Michelle Apon.
I don't love that.
All right.
And I don't think you do either, Michelle.
Why don't you love that?
It makes me want to say Michelle Apon.
Okay. Like that's a new expression. Like you really, when you told me about my father's illness, it really put Michelle upon me.
Yeah, Yeah. Or like it sounds like a French word, like Michelle Epon.
Oh, right, right. Okay. Now, Michelle, tell Katie what your married name is.
Michelle Schnell.
You're a damn lie.
Michelle Schnell. Now yes. You sound like a cartoon character.
Okay, Michelle Schnell. Wow, this is a Sophie's choice.
You are a cartoon snail. That's what I picture Michelle Schnell looking like.
So, am I going to say I like Michelle Schnell?
That's what I was going to say.
Because here's the thing. I love her. That is the silliest goose name I've ever heard.
It is.
But it makes me feel good.
Right.
It makes me feel happy. It makes me want to be around Michelle Schnell.
But the more I've been thinking about it, Michelle, I agree with Katie. She just went through all of the emotions that I've been going through over the past couple days.
What is your husband's first name?
Derek.
Derek Schnell. I mean, it's hard to pair things with Derek.
Why, that's so true. Every Derek sounds like an a-hole, and I can't tell you why.
I met him. He's not. But yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
so upgrade. Congratulations, Michelle. I'm sure she disagrees, by the way. Okay. Let's talk to Taylor. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning.
All right. Maiden name.
Maiden name is McCrary.
Taylor McCrary.
Oh, wow. You are a country star.
I love a good Mick.
You do.
Good Mick, a good Mac.
But Taylor McCrary is, I mean, just, she beat out Beyonce for all the CMA awards.
Yeah, but that might be for racial reasons.
Yeah, but, okay, Taylor McCrary, pretty great.
And what is your married name?
Her new name is Azevedo.
Azevedo?
Oh, I know a couple Azevedos.
Azevedo sounds like a cheap car.
A Nissan Azevedo?
Yeah. Or an expensive car that's just like I bought an Azevedo.
No, Azevedo sounds like the new Kia. Like, we've got the Telluride, we've got the Azevedo. It's going to be tough to beat a McCrary.
Especially because of Taylor.
Yeah.
Because you're right. Taylor McCrary is a country. What's her song? What's her hit song? Taylor McCrary's hit song?
You and Me and My Boy Blue.
Right. I love that.
Yeah.
That's on the album. I Love This Country More Than You Do. Yeah. I can say it's a downgrade.
It is. Oh, it's a downgrade.
Downgrade.
Yeah,
Thank you so much for calling, Taylor. Let's talk to, how about Leah? Let's talk to Leah. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your maiden name, Leah?
My maiden name is Partenheimer.
Leah Partenheimer?
Yeah.
Leah Partenheimer. I don't hate it, though.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't think I do.
Partenheimer. Look at me. Okay.
But when you pair with Leah, Leah's soft.
I know.
It's not like she's Chuck Partenheimer. That's way different.
But guess what? The second I hear Partenheimer, I think of Chuck.
All right.
Okay, what is your married name?
Tate.
T-A-T-E. Tate. I don't know why you're so hung up on the last name Tate. I know it's because of Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
But like, Tate is a last name. Leah Tate.
It's too short.
Leah Tate. Leah Tate.
Yeah,
sounds
went really
like,
long to really short.
Sounds like.
When you say it together, it sounds like something a lactation consultant tells you
that's
to do.
I was definitely thinking something is coming out of the body.
Right. You're not leotating enough.
Right. Now, if you really want, if you want to increase your production,
right.
Just leotate, try to leotate 3 to 4 times an hour.
And self-leotate.
Okay.
It's important to self, you should see the motion I'm doing. I'm going to say it's a downgrade.
I can't believe it, but it's a downgrade.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling. It's all we got time for this week. Apologies to everybody on hold. And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So,
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's
it
for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
It's time for us to play Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. And this is one of the most fun games you'll ever play, opening the mail. Fun Delivered is a company out of Florida that buys up undelivered packages that never made it to their final destination. And you can play this game on your own as well. You just contact them. You can always text the word fun, I believe, for their contact information. All right, so we've got our big box of unopened packages right over here. And last week, we took the advice of a listener,
yeah,
and we picked out each other's packages. How do we feel about that?
I do not like it.
Kevin, I think it's funnier, but I know that I'm not going to get as good of a package because you guys don't have the touch that I have.
You have the touch. You gave me a stamp.
You've used that stamp every day since.
Well,
is that true?
Yes, it's he stamps cute. All of his papers every day now with a little T-Rex.
For anybody who doesn't know, last week all Kevin got was a teeny tiny little stamp that a teacher would put on a test that you did. And what made it hilarious is that it says T-Rex and it has instead a picture of a turtle. on it. I didn't know you've been using it every day.
I mean, when in Rome.
You should go around and stamp other people's papers.
Yes.
Like, go onto their desks, go into their offices when they're not there, stamp it, just see if anybody, like, love get a rumor going in the Odyssey building.
That's
like,
a ghost.
Where's this T-Rex stamp? Until an email gets sent out about it.
That's so funny.
All right, so Kevin, why don't you make your way over to the box first, okay?
Well, wait, are we doing it for each other?
Kevin doesn't want to.
Okay, then we
will. Fine, we can if it's a universal thing.
It's not universal. You don't want to.
Okay, if you don't want to, that's fine. Go choose for yourself.
All right, your body, your choice, Kevin.
I love that. All right. I'm not getting a shirt no more.
Like a little raccoon, he's digging to the bottom of the trash heap. We're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. Find a good one. Oh, he's got two.
He's got two.
A little box and a bag. He's weighing his options. Oh, the bag went back.
Because I don't want another fake anime shirt.
All right.
Okay.
Going through that again.
So go ahead. While Katie goes and picks hers out, Kevin, describe why you picked what you picked.
I picked a rectangular box because it's kind of heavy.
Oh, it's heavy.
It's heavier than a magnet, it feels like.
Because it's not big.
Yeah, it's not big, but it doesn't move around the box as much. So solid. I know it's like...
All right. Okay. Katie. Wow. She's got a big
Okay. Now, here's what's crazy about this one.
All right. Wait till you're over by your microphone.
Okay.
There we go.
Yes. It feels like fabric is inside, but it's very heavy.
Oh.
What?
It's shockingly heavy. So that makes me, I don't know, it's a bag of sand?
I hope it's a bag
of sand. Okay. Gavin's going.
There's a lot of like soft feeling.
Yeah, there are. Left. There's a lot of like squishy ones. So you're gonna go squishy or hard?
I don't know.
I went hard for sure.
Okay. You're running out of time. 3, 2, 1.
This big cardboard box.
Oh man,
that says fragile?
It does say fragile.
Okay.
I'm sure it's some sort of
looks like it's somebody's diploma.
I hope it is. Then I'd finally have one.
That would be so funny.
Yeah, it says fragile on it. It's a cardboard box that's heavily taped. And I would say, I don't know, maybe like it's
like 2 inches tall.
Two feet.
That's what I meant. 2 feet tall and like an inch and a half wide.
Right. And there's a big chunk taken out of the box.
Good. Too. Perfect.
Ooh. All right.
Mystery.
Oh, I can put my finger inside the hole.
Well, uh-oh. Don't. That's not allowed. Do that. Stop.
That's cheating.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Stop it.
It's not what I thought, though.
Okay. Uh-oh. See? All right.
So we're going to take a break. We're going to play some music. And then we're going to come back and play part two of Fun Delivered. Text messages already rolling in to 916-909-1065. I love it when you guys play this game. We do too. It's Fun Delivered. Don't go anywhere. We have to find out what's inside.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Oh, yes. We are playing Fun Delivered here on the Wake Up Call. And it's the most fun you'll ever have opening the mail, maybe just shy of mountains of political ads.
Oh, God.
Okay, so when we last played Fun Delivered, which, by the way, is provided by the company Fun Delivered, which is out of Florida, you can play this game on your own. We've all gone into the big box of Fun Delivered, undelivered packages. We all picked out something that looked arousing to us. Mm-hmm. And Kevin, describe what you picked out and why.
A rectangle box, a small one, but it's heavy. It's filled.
Now, yes. I will say it's about the shape of a phone.
Excited. Okay, I'm excited now. Okay.
And Katie, what did you pick and why?
I picked something that feels like it has material in it, but it's very, very heavy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe who knows what that could be.
I don't know.
And I picked what appears to be a very boring box. But yeah. On the front, though, it does say fragile on it. And they made sure to double, triple, quadruple tape it up.
Okay.
Alrighty. So, Kevin, go first.
Okay.
We're playing Fun Delivered on the wake-up call.
Oh.
Oh, his face. I can already tell.
It already dropped?
I'm pissed. It's a car charger.
Okay.
What's wrong with a car charger?
Actually, this is really cool. It's a 4-in-1 car charger.
Okay.
Wow.
Let's see it.
Oh, this is a good one. It extends.
Wow. That's cool.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is the expensive car charger.
Can I say just one thing?
What?
I'm sorry. Kevin, I believe that plugs into a cigarette lighter, which cars do not have anymore.
Oh. It might. You know what? He doesn't know stuff.
I do have a newer car.
It's fine.
What year was your car built?
2022.
I don't think your car is a cigarette lighter.
I'm pissed then, so I can't use
it. Well, maybe you can.
Oh, I don't have a cigarette.
There is one.
I better have one. I'm going to be pissed.
You can text in to 916-909-1065 if I'm wrong. I thought most cars, almost all cars, don't come with cigarette lighters anymore.
Okay. I could charge any type of phone you want. What you got? Android, iPhone? I got it all.
Okay. If you have a cigarette lighter. All right. So, Kevin, there's the bar. If you want to see what we're opening, you can always text the word FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065. Katie, go ahead.
Okay. So, mine...
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
That looks fun.
I've never seen somebody... It's Toy Story. That's fun.
No, it's not just Toy Story, I don't think.
It is, but I don't know what it is.
It's like a big, thick Toy Story blanket.
Are they blankets?
I don't know. Let's find out.
It's bedding.
Bedding.
Toy Story bedding.
It's Toy Story duvet cover.
That's amazing.
That's nice bed.
That's so great. So far in Fun Delivered, Kevin has a charger for a car, and then Katie found what appears to be a nice duvet and pillow sham, but it does have
two of them.
Oh, two of them.
Yeah.
All the Toy Story characters on there. And if you want to see this, you can text the word FUN, F-U-N, to 909-1065. Text messages coming in about the cigarette lighter. They have them in new cars labeled as charging ports with a cover. So maybe you're right, Katie.
Yeah.
It is on
good.
There. But they're not cigarette lighters anymore. Okay.
Cool.
My car has an accessory charger. Okay, cool. All right, good. Well, then there you go, Kevin. I'm going to open my fragile box now. Right off the bat, some sort of wire and charger.
Oh my God, this is going to be some sort of sign.
What if it's like a light up sign?
That would be amazing. Oh. It is pink.
Oh my God, okay.
Hot pink.
Okay.
It is a neon sign.
Oh my God.
What does it say?
And it says...
What?
What?
And it says, I can't get it out of the bag right now, Krista.
Yes! Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
Christ. Oh, my God. Plug it in.
And it's spelled like
K-R-Y-S-T-A, Krista.
Wow.
Krista. How do I plug this in? Oh, man. There's just...
This is so exhilarating.
They have this wire. If this doesn't work, I'm going to be so mad.
I'm going to be so mad.
I think Gavin
and you know
won.
What sucks? They're not going to let us keep this in the studio. And I think that is...
Oh, man.
It doesn't
what?
Work.
It doesn't...
Yeah! I love that. Is so bright. I love it.
Wow, this is a great round.
Hands down winner.
But I actually won.
You actually won.
Yeah, you won.
Without a doubt.
You know, actually, you know what? Krista won.
It's no, Krista so bright. Won. She never got it.
Krista's me.
You're Krista.
Hi, Krista.
Oh my God.
Wonderful.
Oh wow.
Wow. Fun delivered on the wake up call. Text the word FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
The wake-up call!
We all know that Disney parks are absolutely magical. But is it possible to make them even more magical when you're a parent? And I know what you're thinking. Yeah, you bring your kid. Yeah, like, what a magical experience that is.
You live through their eyes.
And, you know, as two parents, Katie and I aren't going to sit here and say that you're not wrong about that. However, there are some people out there that think that not bringing your kid is also magical, maybe even more magical. This is a news report about a woman getting blown up online.
30-year-old Madeline Monahan posted this clip of herself having a blast at Disney World without her two kids. The travel agent from South Carolina booked the solo trip to help promote her business as Disney kicks off the launch of its Halloween season. Here she is enjoying cocktails, meeting Disney characters, and riding Thunder Mountain roller coaster.
All right, that reporter, man, that reporter has perfected reporter voice. Here she is, riding roller coasters. Meeting Disney characters. She's like that AI voice.
So many of them are.
So people are like even going as far as to saying that she's a terrible mother.
Do we know how old her kids are? She's only 30. So
probably very little.
Okay.
If I would imagine if they're 30, not more than 10.
Probably.
Okay. Obviously, she's not. We don't know if she's a bad mother. But do you judge people that go to Disney parks without their children?
A little bit. Now, there are circumstances. Really? Okay, there are circumstances.
Okay.
If her kids are very young, if she is like a 1 and a 2-year-old.
Right. Obvi.
Obvi. If you don't take them.
Those kids barely know where they are.
Right.
By the way, if you've got thoughts on this, text them in to 916-909-1065.
Now, we have gone to Disneyland many times without our kids, but we're always going for work.
Sorry, kids.
Right.
Just had that conversation with my kids.
So, in that instance, we didn't really make the choice.
Right.
Sometimes we make the choice not to bring them, but it's usually financial.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or
school's in the way and stuff like that, or other obligations. But I literally just said to my oldest son yesterday, I go, guess where I'm going next month?
Oh, God. And that's about it.
Right.
Those are pretty much the only times where it's like, you wanted to go to Disneyland without your kids?
You don't, though? Ever? You never?
No, not really.
You never have the thought, man, I wish I was. Okay, imagine that you don't get to go to Disneyland without your kids.
Right.
Ever, okay?
Yeah.
You would never have the thought, man, I wish I could just be here and enjoy this as an adult.
No.
What?
Because even when we do go for work, if my kids aren't there, I feel so sad that they're not there. So there would never be a point where, especially if I didn't get to go as often as we get to go, I wouldn't want to go without my kids.
Some text messages coming in to 916-909-1065. What about honeymoons or anniversaries?
If it's your honeymoon, okay.
Okay.
It's your anniversary. You don't want to go to.
I mean, so my wife and I took our honeymoon to Disney World. And for our 10th anniversary, we wanted to go to Disney World to relive it. Now, granted, we were going to bring the kids.
Right.
That was our choice, though. I mean, if we had an opportunity to go without the kids, I don't know. I mean, I would still, at the very least, entertain the conversation about it. Text messages coming in. This must be from my parents go alone for a few years. They've been doing that. I've gone on several girl trips to Disney without my kids. I see a lot of women who go to take girl trips.
That's pretty cute.
So, I mean, I totally get not wanting to bring your kids to a Disney park vacation. Not all the time. Obviously, that's cruel.
Well, right.
But doing it every once in a while, like walking around, having drinks, maybe even getting a little tipsy, like especially if you go to Epcot at Disney World, like you can't drink around the world with your kids.
No, that's true.
You know, but drinking around the world at Epcot is so much fun.
I can't picture not feeling not just guilt but just sadness. I like my kids.
Somebody texted in, Disneyland is no place for children. Adults only. The next way I do Disney, everyone understands wait times, and when they are hungry and tired, we just take care of it.
That's
a great
so
point.
Funny.
It's not a condition really suited for children that can't understand their limitations.
To me, it's a learning experience. For them.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
Don't ask Jeeves, ask Kevin. He's the one who scours the internet trying to find interesting facts to make all of us interesting. Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know a chicken once lived for 18 months without a head?
How?
Chickens can be beheaded and still kind of live.
For 18 months?
Yeah, that is kind of long, though. I'm going to say they cut it in a certain way where it didn't dismember its brain stem or something.
But what about the fact that eating?
Did it eat? How did it eat? Did it sleep still?
I guess through the hole from its neck.
You guess? You're the expert.
I'm not an animal expert.
Haven't you told us before that your mom kills chickens or has killed chickens?
No, I've witnessed a chicken being killed with my mom.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. All right. What was that moment like?
It was terrifying.
Okay, now imagine it for a year and a half.
Why couldn't we just at some point find another way to kill the chicken?
Right. Put it out of its misery.
Right.
Or kill it right away and eat it.
I think they tried and it said, no, thank you.
How did they kill the chicken in front of you?
They chop off the head and then they defeather it. Or you could go the other route where it's more, I would say,
humane.
Yeah, no, less humane.
Oh.
They just throw the chicken in the defeather and it dies like that.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Back in the day in Asia, they had these like rubber like spikes that you throw it in and it spins around and it defeathers it while beating it.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Oh my God.
But the chicken tastes good. It's fresh. It's like real fresh meat.
Right. Okay. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know NASA genuinely faked part of the moon landing while Neil Armstrong's first step on the lunar surface were categorically not fake? The astronauts' quarantine protocol when the astronauts arrived back on Earth was largely just one big show.
Well, well, well.
That's different.
Why would they have to fake any of it, Gavin?
That's not the same.
Why
not the
on
same
Earth
thing.
Would they have to fake anything?
It was real. They just had a fake.
It was real. Tell that to Buzz and Sunny that are still up there on the Starliner, because in the year of our Lord, 2024, we can't figure out the technology
That's
to
their
get them
fault.
Back. But in 1969, go to the moon. We don't care.
Well, to be fair, Butch and Sunny didn't go to the moon.
Right.
They went to the International Space Station.
Sure
which
did.
Seems like it should be easier to get somebody back from since we got them there.
Easy, Joe Rogan. I'm a little confused as to what they faked, though, Kevin. You said when they came...
The quarantine protocol. So when you go outside of the Earth, you have, outer stuff that's coming to you, so you have to make sure it's not contagious.
So instead of outer space, it's outer stuff.
Yeah. Outer stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
So okay. And then they had to, like, just for make sure they didn't have, like, germs on them.
Yeah.
But they faked that?
They
because
faked
there's
it
probably
because...
no real no, germs out there. So they're the just moon... like, I don't know, blow some air on them.
No, because the moon doesn't have any diseases or
right.
germs
but
that could
they
kill
had
us.
To, in order to make people feel better,
safe.
Probably,
yeah, it's
be
fake.
Like, no, we quarantined them.
Right.
Yeah,
they're fine.
Moving on. Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know Finland is the happiest country on earth?
Baloney!
It has been for 6 years in a row.
How is it not America?
America's depressing.
What makes a country the happiest, Kevin?
Probably low tax rates, better health care, and better food.
Oh,
would that make you happier?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let's say your life, okay? Mm-hmm. Everything about your life is the same, except you have healthier food, which probably could make you happier.
Oh, I'm sure.
Lower taxes. Okay, you'd have more money, but you still have a spending problem. And then health care, you barely like to go to the doctor.
Because it's so expensive.
It's like a $30
copay. You heard about Finland?
So wait a second.
Free health care.
So you're saying that if it was free, you'd go to the doctor for everything?
Yeah, go every week.
Get out of here.
Hey, doc, how's it going?
You would not.
Yes, I would. A weekly checkup for free?
How many times have we heard Kevin say, guys, my foot hurts.
Right.
I'm nervous what the doctor would
and
say.
Then, he did go to the doctor, but then he says, like, but I had a $30 copay.
That told me what WedMD told me.
Wed? All right. Would you be willing to go to Finland then? Because you sound miserable.
I mean, yeah, if they have free health care, lower taxes, and better food.
How is that going to help you find love?
I don't need to find love if I'm happy with myself.
Okay.
That's all true. Right.
So you're relying on somebody else to fulfill you and not to be happy. That is the perfect way to start a relationship.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This is the game of concentration. No repeats or hesitations. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So dramatic. Yes, Nicki Minaj is coming to the Chase Center. We've got tickets. Caller 17, Kathleen. Good morning.
Good morning.
And let's see who you are facing off against. And let's see here. Oh, Jennifer. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Jennifer, who did you pick to represent you in the game of concentration?
I got Katie.
Okay. All right. So, Kathleen, you picked Kevin, correct?
Yes.
All right. 5 minutes on the timer. And do you guys want to say anything of advice? Jennifer, to Katie first.
Good luck, Katie.
Thank you. I love you, Jennifer.
All right. She's Kathleen, yelling. anything to Kevin?
Let's go, Kevin. We got this.
Yes. All righty.
See, she's more calm. I love it.
Ladies, I'm going to put you on hold. Here we go. Who won yesterday? Kevin did?
No. Katie won barely.
All right. Barely won. So we're going to start with Kevin. Mm-hmm. Here we go. We go round and round until somebody hesitates or repeats an answer. Kevin.
Yes.
Reptiles.
Oh,
go.
Lizards.
Snakes.
Geckos.
Salamanders.
Lizards with salamanders.
That entire thing was a total mess. Salamanders are amphibians.
Oh.
No, gecko.
And what? Geckos are reptiles.
Oh, yes. So then I'm out.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Kevin just started off saying lizards, which is like saying snakes when there's like a whole bunch of snakes.
That she said snakes. Get your friend.
All right,
King
we're giving
Cobra.
The all right. Get point, Kevin. What? That was sloppy. Okay, here
I
we
loved
go.
It.
No, it's fine. Katie.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Fast food restaurant.
Oh. McDonald's.
Taco Bell.
Burger King.
KFC.
Del Taco.
Popeyes.
Chick-fil-A.
Carl's Jr.
Oh, that hesitation on that.
Yeah, it's true.
Sorry.
I'm pissed.
Sorry.
That was my category.
That was your category. Wow. All right, well, maybe this will be your category. We're all tied up.
Wow.
Kevin, here we go. Items you might find in a diaper bag. Go.
Baby wipes.
Bottle.
Baby bottles. I meant to say baby powder. I'm pissed.
You're so stupid. Okay.
I don't have a baby.
Right.
You know what? That's what it is.
And you can't possibly imagine what's in those diaper bags.
Right.
All righty.
Didn't say diapers.
I said baby wipes.
Okay.
That's not the same as a diaper. All righty. Kevin, you get to go again. Start us off. Here we go. Let me know when you're ready.
I've been ready.
Oh, really? Okay. Board games.
Okay.
Go.
Monopoly.
Life.
Go, God.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
She needs to stop. I'm not looking at her anymore. She keeps reading what I'm going to say next, and it throws me off.
Okay, you can't pivot?
I couldn't.
Oh, man.
I was on the line of life, and then after life, Clue, and then after Clue, Scrabble.
All right, shut up.
All right,
here we go.
Kevin, you get to start again.
I'm so pissed. Don't look at me.
All right. Kevin now has his back fully turned to Katie. All right.
Can't get in my head.
Here we go. Playing concentration for Nicki Minaj tickets. Astrological signs. Go.
Aries.
Cancer.
Capricorn.
Taurus.
Gemini.
Oh!
See? Can it get in my head?
All right.
See it.
Don't call it a comeback.
Right.
Here we go. Katie, you get to start this one.
Okay.
All right. Breeds of dogs. Go.
Shar Pei.
Pit bull.
Pug.
Jack Russell.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I can't read my head now.
No, it threw me off because I was going to say terrier, but it's like,
you could say terrier.
You could have. That's a different breed.
Well, no. Yeah. A Jack Russell is a terrier, moron.
Wow. She's bitter.
I'm pissed.
Somebody's rattled.
Feelings of bitterness.
We are all tied up
now. I'm going to turn my back to you.
Do it. That's fine. I can't see you.
All right. This starts with Katie.
Uh-huh.
All tied up now.
Oh, boy.
States.
Okay.
Go.
Alaska.
California.
Washington.
Arizona.
Oh, my God. Kevin.
I was gonna say,
how did you hesitate so early on states?
Because there's 50 of them.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Plenty to choose from.
I was gonna say Arizona.
All right. Here we go.
I'm just going up the coast and then after California.
All right.
Here we go. Kevin, you got 50 seconds left. Things you find in a hotel room.
Oh, boy.
Go.
Holy Bible.
Bed.
Towels.
Pillows.
Blankets.
Duvet cover.
Jacket.
A desk.
Toothbrush.
A notepad.
Shower head.
A pen.
TV remote.
Shower cap.
Lamp.
No!
Wow! All right, we're all tied up.
My brain froze on soap.
Thank
all
goodness.
Tied up. 30 seconds left.
I'm so
30
bad.
Seconds left. Here we go. The category, Katie, you start.
Okay.
Cell phone companies, go.
Sprint.
T-Mobile.
Verizon.
Cricket.
AT&T.
Two. I don't know. What's another one?
Boost Mobile.
Boost Mobile.
Nobody knows Boost.
Mint.
Oh, Mint.
Remember Ryan Reynolds? Boss. All right. Wow. Wow.
See, she won by a dirty win
boy,
again.
Boy, oh, boy.
You're getting better, Kevin.
Oh. Jennifer, are you there? Worse.
I'm here.
Congratulations. Nice. You got yourself a pair of tickets to go see Nicki Minaj. And Kathleen, is there anything you want to say to Kevin?
Next time. I think next time we'll get it.
Yeah, next time. All right. All right. Stay on hold and we'll get your information. And okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.